Kids in the besieged city of Misrata are going back to school. First on the schedule, the morning assembly. Libya freedom, they shout. They also sing the new, as yet unofficial, national anthem and raise the revolutionary flag with pride. At the moment, this school is only open on 3 half-days a week and has been set up not necessarily to teach, but to help children recover from the psychological effects of war.
We noticed that some kids are strongly influenced psychologically by the war. Some of them wet themselves and some of them have hysteria. All the time they think there is bombing, even when there is not.
Misrata has been the scene of the heaviest fighting in Libya. The evidence of the horror of months of street fighting scars the city. Now revolutionary soldiers are dug in on the outskirts, facing daily attacks from Gaddafi's forces. The city itself is still being routinely and randomly hit by rockets, keeping the city in fear. The playgrounds are rarely used anymore.
It's hard to find a building in central Misrata that hasn't been damaged by the violence. Even this school has been hit. A rocket came through this window and went straight through this wall as well.
I spoke to children in the English language class.
So how many of you know somebody close to you, a friend or a family member who's been killed in the war?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amongst this boy's 5 friends or family members killed was his father. He is only 12 years old. Next door in the art class, children are encouraged to draw or make whatever they like. No surprise to find a common theme.
Is this all he draws? Pictures of tanks and guns?
Yeah. Everything which are found in this picture are from the around him. In the previous days before the school opened, he was crying. He didn't sleep in the night. All the time he's nervous.
With Misrata still a city besieged, these kids are going home to an uncertain future. Although their parents will be hoping that the worst is behind them, the horrors of recent months will likely stay with them forever. Johnny Miller, Press TV, Misrata, Libya.